Well, stay tuned in just a minute. We'll be checking in with KPCW reporter Emily Means with our weekly legislative update. Director of Park City Film, Katie Wang, in with details on Saturday's Oscar Party fundraiser. Tom Webb from U.S. Ski and Snowboard will be calling in with a team update. And finally, Brian Hanton with Basin Rec will be in with a monthly update and an update on Rob's Trail. First, the Utah legislature taking the day off to celebrate President's Day, but still a lot to get through with just less than a month until the end of the 45-day Utah legislative session. On the phone with us with an update is KPCW reporter Emily Means. Good morning.
Good morning, Leslie.
So let's start with the bill last week that is very familiar to Park City residents, the plastic bag ban. It's basically a ban on the ban that Park City had put into effect at its three large grocery stores. People aren't happy about this. Like, lawmakers, I guess, aren't happy about it. We seem to be okay with it here in town.
Right. So this is House Bill 320. It's called the Container Regulation Act. And this is the same bill that came up at last year's legislative session. It would prohibit local governments, so that's city and county governments, from banning the use of a whole bunch of different types of containers, including cups and, of course, bags. And there are also a bunch of different varieties of materials included in the bill. And for us, you know, for Park City, we might be interested in the plastic part of this. So it's sponsored by Representative Mike McKell. He's a Republican from Spanish Fork. And last week at his weekly legislative update, Park City Assistant City Manager Matt Dias mentioned that there are a lot of plastic manufacturing jobs in McKell's district. So you can understand why Representative McKell might be interested in this bill. And like you said, you know, Park City is okay with banning the use of plastic grocery bags, and they did that in 2017. But since then, Moab has also banned the use of plastic bags, and Logan City is voting on the same thing this March. So I talked with Representative Tim Quinn, who represents Summit County and Wasatch County, I think, and he said it's probably that domino effect that inspired Representative McKell to run this again. But, you know, he said that he went to bat for Park City on this issue last year, and that he still views this as a local control issue, although he doesn't necessarily appreciate Park City's banning of the bags. It's not something that he necessarily believes in, but he does believe in local control, so he'll be voting against this. And Alan Christensen, senator from District 19, seemed to hint at the same thing when we spoke with him last week. So, you know, we'll see what happens. This bill last year failed in like the last day of the session. It just didn't get a hearing. So we're about halfway through, and so there's a little bit of time to kind of move this along should Mike McKell have the votes for it.
Yeah, any sense about how that will do? Because I think last year it passed the House. It failed in the...
Right. I think it got stuck in the Senate on the last day of the legislative session, and that's where a lot of bills often get gummed up, especially last year, because they were really trying to get the votes for the inland port bill. So I'm not entirely sure. There isn't a hearing scheduled for this bill yet, but Matt Dias was saying that he is going to get that information out to the public, because he knows that Park City is really interested in this issue. So, you know, should people be interested in attending the hearing or listening to the hearing, we can also give them that information. But maybe this week, I'm really not sure.
Okay. And again, I mean, we've talked about this before in terms of, I mean, one of the kind of the Republican strongholds is, you know, states' rights, giving local communities control until they don't want to give us control. When something, I guess, affects, in this case, their own constituents.
Yeah, we see this come up a lot at the session. And well, I guess for Representative McKell, it is a matter of protecting his constituents, and that is his primary job at the legislature. You know, he's he's elected to do that. So I don't really know. Alan Christensen, like we said, made that same argument about local control when he spoke with you last week. So we'll see if this has the votes.
Okay. Last week, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints came out in opposition to Senate Bill 132. This is the bill that would allow beer up to 4.8% alcohol content by weight to be sold in grocery stores compared just to the 3.2. You spoke with the sponsor of the bill. How does he think that the church's position will affect votes in the House and Senate?
So the sponsor for this bill is Senator Jerry Stevenson, and he's a Republican from Layton. And he's often the go-to guy in the legislature for alcohol legislation. So he's very familiar with the church weighing in on this issue. He said that he actually would have been shocked if they hadn't. They didn't show up at the committee hearing for this. So this was heard in a Senate committee 2 weeks ago, I think. And, you know, people showed up to testify against the bill and for the bill. The Utah Eagle Forum and the Sutherland Institute, both conservative groups, testified against the bill, kind of, you know, saying if the higher point beer is more readily available, then it will lead to more underage drinking. And then on the other hand, we had, you know, retailers and beer organizations, except for the Utah Brewers Guild. But these retailers were saying, you know, this is about consumer choice. So Jerry Stevenson says that he's not sure how the LDS Church's position will affect the votes. But he told me something kind of funny and obvious. He said the only way this doesn't pass is if there aren't enough votes in the Senate and House. So I'm not entirely sure where he thinks this bill will end up, but he says that the Senate likely will agree with him that this is a commerce bill and not an alcohol bill. So, you know, we'll see what happens. This also is scheduled for a hearing in a House committee. I'm not entirely sure when, but that's where it'll be next. It's already passed the Senate, I think. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But the majority of the Utah legislature is LDS. The Tribune came out with an analysis earlier this year saying that 87.5% of the members are LDS, and they often vote in line with the church. So, you know, we'll see if the bill has been killed or if it makes its way through the House.
So if it's killed, I mean, it's basically, I mean, the larger beer makers, they're not making 3.2% beer anymore. So, I mean, if this doesn't pass, then basically we don't see any beer in markets because there won't be any to sell.
So I was reading an editorial from the Deseret News team, and they made the argument that this will actually help local brewers more because, you know, they will be able to dominate the local beer market because local brewers do have this 3-2 beer. And, you know, if you remove all the Coors Light and all of the Bud from the grocery stores, then you're left with the local beers. But, you know, at the same time, the Utah Brewers Guild, which is lobbying against this bill, they think that this bill just doesn't go far enough. And, you know, they would like to be able to sell the beer that's above 4.8% in the grocery store. And they think that this really just benefits retailers. So I read also that Walmart was really pushing for this bill at a larger level. So that's also a concern of the Utah Brewers Guild, is that it took these large outside influence, these retailers, these, you know, nationwide distributors of beer to make this happen. So we'll see what happens. Jerry Stevenson, as a Republican, can kind of, you know, move this along better than a Democrat would be able to. But, you know, the LDS Church's opposition certainly doesn't help it.
Okay. What else are we watching this for this week?
So we're supposed to see a sales tax bill from Representative Tim Quinn this week. This is the big one that we've been talking about, although it hasn't been numbered yet. So we'll have some more information on that hopefully later this week. Also, it was pointed out to me that the bill that Park City has been working on with Salt Lake City and Rocky Mountain Power and Summit County to encourage communities to get to 100% renewable energy by 2030. That bill has been named, and it has a sponsor. It's Representative Steve Handy, who's a Republican from Layton, and he actually involves himself in a lot of environmental sustainability-related legislation. So there's no text available for the bill yet, but it does exist. And then I just wanted to mention, Leslie, kind of interesting, because now that we're past Medicaid, of course, the governor signed that into law last week. He signed SB 96 into law. People have been focusing on the last proposition that voters approved in November, which is Prop 4, the Independent Redistricting Commission initiative. And last week, Republican leadership in the House and Senate expressed that they probably won't be taking on Prop 4 this session. It'll probably come up in the next session or perhaps in an interim session. But that's because, you know, this redistricting commission wouldn't really take effect until after the 2020 census. So there's a little more time for discussion, and we probably won't see that discussion happen this legislative session, but there are no certainties. So we'll keep an eye on that for people.
I wanted to mention though, you had mentioned Representative Tim Quinn's sales tax bill. This is, we're talking about the tax, the new taxes on services, as we start to see that increase in terms of the number of sales. What about the bill that we had heard that might be coming in terms of where the sales happen? Right now, we've got a 50-50 split between point of sale and population. This would take it away from point of sale, is what we're hearing, and redistribute the sales tax based on population. I know that was a big concern to Summit County.
Right. And Matt Dias actually mentioned this during his legislative update this week, too. So we're kind of thinking of it as these two different bills. We've got Tim Quinn's sales tax bill, and then Republican leadership is working on supposedly a larger bill that might change that redistribution. So we haven't seen either of those yet, but it is still a priority of the leadership team. I think the governor mentioned in his weekly news conference last week that he wants this to happen by the end of the 2019 legislative session. So we don't have too much time left, but we do see a lot of bills come up in the final weeks of the session. So it'll be big. It'll be the next big thing, I think, to come out of the session since we're past Medicaid at this point. But, you know, we'll see how that bill differs from Tim Quinn's bill.
Okay, Emily, enjoy the rest of your day off. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Leslie. We'll see you later.
That's KPCW reporter Emily Means. You're listening to the Local News Hour here on KPCW.